All right. How y'all doing out there? It is wonderful Monday, and what a Monday it is. It's, you know, out here in the city of Los Angeles, it's been raining. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show on Faces of Success Radio. That's right. If you want to call into the show today to talk about anything, today is open mic for anything that you guys want to talk about today. I'm going to be talking about a lot of different topics. Let me just share a few of the topics that I would like for you to chime in on. I want to talk about what's going on in St. Louis now where Michael Brown was killed. I want to talk about that. I'm going to talk about President Barack Obama because I think we need to talk a little bit about what type of job he's doing and how it's affecting the United States of America. I'm going to talk about, this is, of course, Cancer Awareness Month for different types of cancer. We'll be chiming in on that. And then, of course, people have been asking me about medical marijuana. How do we feel about medical marijuana? Is it good for you or is it bad for you? Like to talk about a lot of different things. The news has been just going crazy with all this rain that's been coming down. And you know, it's amazing because just one day of rain, and the freeways were flooded. The 60 freeway was flooded. The 215 freeway was flooded. Four or five cars are underwater. People's houses were flooded. Now, they've been asking for rain, okay? And then when God blessed us with some rain and we only get one day, and then look what happens. Imagine what would happen if it rained for 7 days straight. And so all I'm saying is that all you city workers out there better clean out the drain pipes and get ready. All you farmers out there that have been asking for rain, now you're going to get the rain that you've been asking for. It's a beautiful Monday. I hope you have your coffee, your tea, your orange juice, your Welch's grape juice, whatever you like to drink on a beautiful Monday morning. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're at home in your home office. Maybe you're relaxing and relaxing and just listening to the show right now. You are on the Eddie Jones Talk Show. We're live on Faces of Success Radio. If you don't know how to get here or and you're listening on the phone but you want to listen on the computer, here's what you do. You go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's right, www.blogtalkradio.com. And then you click on Faces of Success Radio, Faces of Success Radio. And then after you get in, you click on the Eddie Jones Show, and you can listen live online. You can listen live online. And if you don't want to do that and you want to listen on your cell phone because you're driving or you're moving around, all you have to do is dial area code 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569, and you'll be live listening to the show live. Just a couple of little updates. You know, I want to send a shout out to Miss Tammy Simpson, Tammy and Rose Simpson. Their son lost his life in Dallas, Texas. He was a basketball player. He received a scholarship for basketball. Some other guys got jealous of him, and they beat him up. They beat him up. And to the point to he actually died from his wounds. If you want to help out with the Simpson family, because they're reaching out for help right now, if you want to help out in any way, go to www.remembertroy.org. www.remembertroy.org. Now, you guys know I'm Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. And we talk about civil rights, human rights, and constitutional rights. And you know, it's been a lot going on over the last month and a half, you know, and that's why we're going to continue to talk about different things on the show. Last week, we actually talked about mental illness, and we talked about post-traumatic stress, bipolar syndrome, paranoid schizophrenia, and other mental illnesses, because, you know, that was something that I thought we should talk about, because when President Reagan was president of the United States, even when he was governor, he shut down a lot of the mental institutions, and when he did that, you know, there was no place for the mental illness to go to really get the help that they need. So I think it's so important that we are always there to support people who have mental illnesses no matter what, and that's very important. I want to send a big shout out to Mr. Alan Devalina, who lost his son, who was shot and killed by the Palm Springs Police Department. And his son was Corporal Alan A.J. Devalina II, and he was shot and killed by the Palm Springs Police. And so I just want to send a shout out to him and his family, letting them know that we love you, Alan and family, and we support you. The Los Angeles Civil Rights Association supports you, and we got nothing but love for you. And I know that you're working on a case. I want to give a shout out to Ms. Jones. God bless you, Ms. Jones and Bruce. I hope you guys are listening in to the show. I'm sure you are. I just want to thank you guys for all your support and your sponsorship and all of your support. And much love to you for the work that you're doing out there in the community. It's a lot going on. Now, you remember Ms. Marlene Pinnock. She's the lady who was beat up on the freeway, on the 10 freeway, by the highway patrolman. Well, I want to announce that he is going to be going to trial. And I think he's going to trial for attempted murder. So this is what happens when the people get together and they fight for a common cause and people are held responsible for their actions, especially peace officers with a peace officer status. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on the sheriffs, the police, or nobody, but I'm just saying we do have a few bad officers out there that need to be weeded out one at a time, and they will be. And then we have a lot of good officers out there who's doing a good job. So I'm just talking about an update on Marlene Pinnock's case. She's also suing the Highway Patrol Department, and I'm almost guaranteed sure she's going to win because nobody deserves that kind of beating. We're going to talk about the plight of the black race because, you know, everybody has gotten their, you know, their dibs. The Jewish community sued, and of course they got paid. So many other different ethnic races have went after their what you might call 40 acres and a mule of reparations, and they received it. But the black race has yet to step up and do that. And you know, I think it's time for us to stand up as a race and a people and make some dramatic changes in how we do whatever we do. I just think it's important that we realize that we're just not here because we want to be here. We were actually brought here and forced to work on plantations and do things. Now, this was a long time ago. So I'm saying, where are we now? Where are we at in 2014? Okay. Are we the businessmen and businesswomen out there now? Are we not only – we're doing things. We're not just sitting around twiddling our thumbs anymore. The Emancipation Proclamation was passed 150 years ago by Abraham Lincoln. And even then, when it was passed, some slaves didn't realize that they were free. Well, I guess if you don't know how to read and you never know anything except for what you know at that point in your life, I guess you will be stuck. But my thing is that the key to this whole thing is education. You know, read, read, read. If you look on my Facebook page, I always say read, 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 because knowledge and wisdom is power. Knowledge is power. And so where are we today? Well, first of all, look at our president, President Barack Obama. I mean, they're throwing everything at him, including the kitchen sink, and he's still coming out shining like a knight in shining armor. He's doing a wonderful job. That's right. If you don't think he's doing a wonderful job, call in and say something. If you think he's doing a wonderful job, call in and say something. The number, if you want to call in, is area code 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569. But, you know, it's amazing because we have so many African-American entrepreneurs now. You know, it's just we're nowhere. Even back then we had – you know, if you look at the movie Rosewood or you read the book about Rosewood, all the black people that lived in that town, they all had businesses. They were all entrepreneurs. So we've always had our own money. You know, look at Madam C.J. Walker. She was the first African-American female multimillionaire in her time. Yeah. She sold hair products. She's the one that invented the straightening comb and all that good stuff. We have so many black African-American entrepreneurs now who own their own businesses in so many different areas, whether it's the music industry, the television industry. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look what she's doing. And she is touching people's lives. Look at Bill Cosby. I could just go on and on, you know, with black entrepreneurs, not just in the entertainment field. You know, look at Michael Jordan. He owns a basketball team. Look at Jay-Z. He owns a basketball team. You know, wow. I mean, we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And when I say we have a long way to go, I'm just going to talk about something that, you know, might touch a few people and get them a little riled up, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to get riled up. Young people out there who set an example for the younger people, and I'm talking about college students, you know, when people see you sagging, walking down the street and your pants are down, it's kind of offensive. I don't even know if you guys know what that means. But really, the reality of what that means is that you are available. You are available. In jail, that's what it means. You're available if your pants are sagging down like that. I'm saying, you know, you could do what you want to do, but it would be good if you pulled up your pants, especially if you're going into an interview, if you're going into work, if you're going into school, pull them up, okay? That's what I have to say about that. Now, back to where the black race is now in 2014. Okay, so it is so important that we recognize that we make up a large percentage of the biggest consumers in the United States of America. Yes, we spend money. Yes, that means we have money. But the question is, what are we doing with our money? Okay, so that brings me to the topic. Today is National Blackout Day. Yes, that's right. Today is National Blackout Day. That's right. And a lot of people are going to practice this day today. And it's kind of like recycling black dollars. You know what I mean? It's kind of like recycling your money. They don't want you to shop in any of these stores who are making money off the African-American or, should we say, black race. That's what they're doing today. And it's posted up on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is Eddie Jones Jr., so you can just go up there and click on there, and you can see it for yourself. And it's going on across the United States of America. Now, it started off in memory of Michael Brown, who was shot and killed in St. Louis. That's how it started off. But now, and listen, it's not just black people that are practicing National Blackout Day. It's all ethnicities and races. I mean, I've seen comments from, from white, black, Latino, everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are doing this because people are fed up. They want their money to work for them, the people. And we, the people, have a right to spend our money where we want to spend it, okay? So if you're not out, you know, we're not talking about, what we're saying here is if we recycle our dollars and put them in the right direction, I'm not talking about buying no 24-inch rims, not talking about buying no big gold chains. I'm talking about, look here, people, let's start looking at buying more property, owning buildings. That's where it's at, okay? If you can recycle black dollars, you'll be doing a great, great thing. If you can practice the National Blackout Day, which is starting, is today, Monday, September the 8th, 2014, you'll be doing something really, really big, something way bigger than me, okay? And speaking of Michael Brown, you know, I saw a post on my page about how they're stealing people's insides, you know, your kidneys, your liver, your heart. I mean, I'm like, wow, isn't that, like, outrageous? It's ridiculous. And I get all these, you know, people post a lot of things on my page, and I read them because reading is so important. Yes, and I analyze and evaluate the topics that come on my page because I get them from all over the place. But the one that really caught my eye here was the one where they're killing people or young African-American males because they say that their interiors are superior to any other race in the world. So, you know, they want their heart, their liver, their kidneys, and all that stuff. And when I first read about it, I couldn't believe it, but it is being practiced. And I read some articles and some stories where it really has happened. So I'm just saying, you know, that's something that, you know, if you don't, if you want to know for yourself, read about it. You know, go Google it. Read some stories about it. You know, people getting their kidneys stolen. People, you know, are being kidnapped, and then they wake up in a bathtub full of ice, and their kidney is gone or whatever. So isn't that amazing? Not amazing. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, I call it amazing because, wow. And for those people and what they're stating out there, what the information was is that when you make yourself available, you know, when you put on your license that you're a donor, then it goes into, of course, your license is in the database. And these people who do this to people, they look up, you know, people's licenses. And if they see on your license that you're a donor and they see your blood type on there and then they match you up, next thing you know, you're in a car accident or something and you just, you know, whatever. So I know it sounds unbelievable, but like I said, read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. I want to give a shout out to Amaka with her Afro Style magazine. If you don't know about it, just go to afrostylemagazine.com and read about Amaka's magazine. It's a beautiful magazine. I had her as a guest on my show, and they're doing really, really big things. I just want to give a shout out to her. I want to give a shout out to wonderful and beautiful Sherry Gordy. Stage. She's doing a big show. She has a show up in Vegas every Thursday. She's doing really big things. And a shout out to Rochelle Ritchie, one of her best friends. Two wonderful, beautiful people who are doing great things. Just giving a shout out. I want to give a big shout out to Pearl. You know who you are, Pearl. And my buddy, Grady Harrell, one of the greatest singers I ever met in my life. We went to high school together. I want to give a shout out to Greg, Crystal Genius, all my Dorsey family. You know, what's going on, y'all? All my Gardens family, what's happening, people out there? And all my family up in the Crenshaw area and the Baldwin Hills area, much love to you. Now, you might be listening in Texas. You might be listening in Atlanta. You might be listening overseas. You are on the Eddie Jones Talk Show. Yes, you are, the Eddie Jones Talk Show. And if you want to call in and chime in on anything that we're talking about this morning, anything, the number is 323-642-1569. Now, last week was the Labor Day weekend. I hope everybody had a good Labor Day weekend. I had a great Labor Day weekend. I still did the show. And all my shows are archived. So if you want to listen into the show again after the show is on and you missed the show, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, click on Faces of Success Radio, and then you can go to the archives and you can pull up any of the shows that I've already done, and you can listen to them all. We've done shows on cancer, breast cancer awareness, where we had Ms. Toni Greer, who's the CEO and president of My Sister, My Friend Cancer Awareness Organization. We've had Freddie Muse on, who was the president of the Men's Cancer Network, and we talked about prostate cancer for men. And then we had Ms. Wena Holt on, which I hope to call in sometime today. And we talked about ovarian cancer. And she has an organization called Elabu's Angels. And they do so much. Matter of fact, she's doing a really big thing by helping women who have ovarian cancer. And I saw an article where they're helping a young lady who's in hospice. And they're giving her a wedding. Her boyfriend is going to marry her, even though she's in hospice. And I saw the pictures up on Facebook. Beautiful, wonderful. You know, we serve a mighty God, and he can do some wonderful and mighty things. I have a song, because I'm going to take a short pause for the cause. And before I do that, hold on a second. Let's see here. Let's see what we have going on here. Yes, hello, caller. Caller, are you there? Yes, hello, caller. Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, it looked like we had a caller calling in there, and I'm just going to put that caller on hold, and we'll just put him on hold. Now, if you want to call in and you want to talk about anything, it's okay. You know the number. what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a short pause for the cause. And I have a young artist who's been out for a while. His name is Keith Stewart. He's worked with Jamie Foxx and a lot of different people in the music industry. But he has his own CD out, and he's doing big things. And I want to play his song. And so I'll be right back. You are on the Eddie Jones Talk Show. And the music that I'm going to be playing for you now is by Keith Stewart. And just listen in, and I'll be right back. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. All right, y'all, how you doing out there? You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Talk Show on Faces of Success Radio. You are live on the air with me right now, and we're talking about everything. We're talking about everything. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about where is the black race in 2014, and I was just talking about all the different astronauts, cosmonauts, black owners of basketball teams, black owners of TV stations, black owners of all types of businesses, cake making, wedding planning. We have all types of African-American entrepreneurs now. Some are sculptors. So there's all attorneys, all kinds of black entrepreneurs in various places. But most of all, one of the greatest achievements is President of the United States, President Barack Obama. And I want to talk about President Barack Obama because what he's doing now is really big. You know, a lot of people don't understand. It's a lot of pressure being the President of the United States. And as I was listening to all of his speeches, and I'm going over his speeches, and, you know, he became president in 2008, and we're in 2014, and ever since he has been in office, ever since he stepped in that position, people have been hating on him. They just can't believe that there's a black man in the White House doing a good job. They want to criticize him because he's black. They tried to say that he wasn't a citizen of the United States. I mean, just crazy stuff. They wanted to sue him. I never heard in the history of the presidency of the United States of America of anybody wanting to sue the president. They want to impeach him. They want to talk bad about him. He doesn't deserve a vacation. Come on, everybody doing a job deserves a vacation. They were criticizing him because of the color of his suit. They were criticizing him because he played golf after giving a speech about ISIS. Come on. The man was on vacation. Everybody deserves a vacation. But even in the middle of a vacation, he took a bunch of phone calls from Martha's Vineyard or wherever he was vacationing at. He took phone calls. He took care of business. He even did a press conference. He stepped up during the shooting and the civil unrest in St. Louis. You know, let's not forget. There's a certain president who stole the election, who came in as president. You guys know who I'm talking about. That's right. Came in and stole the election. And then when we had Hurricane Katrina, he did not even show up. He didn't even show up and people were dying. You know who I'm talking about. Well, anyway, let's talk more about President Barack Obama and what he's doing. Now, people are in an uproar because of the illegal immigration. Yes, the illegal immigration. And people wanted the president to do something about it, like right now. Okay, let's weigh this thing out. Okay, illegal immigration. Okay. If you're illegal and you're not legal, you need to have the proper documentation, the proper paperwork, and go through the proper channels to become a citizen. Just to come over here in the United States and just, you know, abuse the system, overrun the system, not have a license, not have a Social Security card, not have an ID, just over here doing what you want to do, that's illegal. The president is working to change that to help the situation for everybody involved, and that's every American in the United States of America. That's why you see people going out here to these locations around the United States and stopping people from coming over the border. I mean, they started organizations that they're not waiting on certain things to happen. Some people are out there with guns and rifles and stuff, and now they're out there helping the Border Patrol to patrol the border to keep illegal immigrants from sneaking into the United States of America. All right, I understand all that. I understand that, and you understand it too. But here's the thing. We have ISIS, okay? And what is ISIS doing? They're killing, they killed two people and sent the videotape not only to the White House, but it's on YouTube. It's made news. It's been on every news channel in the United States of America. So let me ask you this. Okay, you're mad at President Barack Obama for not fighting illegal immigration? Would you rather him focus more on illegal immigration, or would you want him to focus on a terrorist group that's probably already planted over the United States of America already and killing innocent people every day because they want to practice being a Christian? Okay, which one do you want the president to focus on? Okay, I would like to see him get rid of this terrorist group. We already had 9/11, and 9/11 woke America up. Okay, 9/11 woke us up. We were sleeping, okay, until those airplanes hit that building. And again, a certain president, oh yeah, you know who I'm talking about, President Bush. I wasn't going to say his name, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'll never forget on 9/11, He's sitting in there telling the kids a story, and the Secret Service person came over and told him, "We are being attacked." And in the 3 minutes that he sat there pondering on what he should do, another airplane hit the towers, the Twin Towers. I'll never forget that as long as I'm living. If you want to see more about what happened when the people were jumping out the buildings from the Twin Towers, go to loosechange.com, loosechange.com, and you can see the video from what happened on 9/11. Or you could just type in 9/11 on the Google search or on YouTube and just watch it for yourself. It was bad. We don't need another 9/11. As far as I am concerned, and I'm talking, this is Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show on Faces of Success Radio. As far as I am concerned, we should be focused on this terrorist group. Now, the president is going to give a speech on this month, okay, 9/11/2014. Please pay attention to the president's speech because he's about to break it all the way down. And people are, well, you know, you should tell us what you're going to do. No, I don't think he should get on telling anybody what he's going to do. He didn't do that when he went over there and killed Osama bin Laden. Everybody, all the other presidents tried to kill him, and they couldn't get Osama bin Laden. But secretly and quietly and stealthily, President Barack Obama put an operation into order, an executive order, and followed through on it and was extremely successful in what he was going to do. He did get Osama bin Laden. Okay, not only that, okay, President Barack Obama passed Obamacare. I could not believe. Now, because, look, let me tell you all something out there. When we make our president look bad, we make America look bad, okay? It doesn't matter what color he is. He's a human being doing a man's job. He's in control of not only the United States, but all these other countries, and we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention, okay? There's a million men in their military ready to go, and then after they send in their million men, behind them they have 400 million men that will come in behind them and pick up the weapons and everything from the men that were killed in the when they send out the first million men. Do you know how many men in the military and women they have in Red China? Do you know how many men and women they have in the military in North Korea? Okay, wake up, y'all. This is not a joke. This is real. The security of the United States of America is at jeopardy. And behind the driver's seat, the commander-in-chief, President Barack Obama, watch him. He's going to handle this. He's going to handle it. He's handled all the rest of the things. And you're talking about somebody that doesn't get a lot of sleep. I don't think he sleeps very much at all. He's addressing the issues. I see him so much. Roll up their sleeves and go in there and volunteer some time to go help the president do what he's doing. And Speaker Boehner, I mean, this guy, this right-wing Republican guy and the Tea Party and all these right-wing organizations who do all this talking, they, like James Brown said, they're just talking loud and ain't saying nothing. What are they doing to help the president? They try to block everything he tries to do. They want to block it. You know, the thing is that face the reality. President Barack Obama is the president of the United States of America. And him and Michelle are doing a wonderful job. They've implemented so many good, positive programs to help the United States. But no one man is an island. What we all need to recognize is that when you have organizations and people like the Rockefellers, the Goodyears, the DuPonts, the Gettys, the Johnsons, Bill Gates from Microsoft, who, by the way, everything that every computer that's being ran with the Air Force and Navy and whoever else, Bill Gates is probably his, you know, they're probably on there, all right? So we're talking about very powerful people who helped to run the United States of America. And that's not including the Sultan of Brunei and all these other people we don't even know anything about, multi-gazillionaires who sit at around the table and make phone calls to the president, and they have ideas too. Okay, so why don't we support our president? Because I'm going to tell you something. If ISIS drops down in America today, you're going to be we're going to be in trouble if we're not ready. So while he's working on annihilating the problem, we need to be supporting him, and then we need to say bravo when it gets done. We need to say thank you very much. But we have the most ungrateful people. I just don't understand it. You can sit behind your computers, sit behind your little, you know, whatever, Twitter page, Facebook page, Instagram, and say all these things about the president. You won't go down there and help the president. And that's a shame. I dare you to go on and write him a letter telling him that you want to do his job. All you got to do is go to whitehouse.gov. You have any good ideas? Go to whitehouse.gov and leave your ideas and leave some positive information. Now, I thank God. Now, remember, a lot of us voted the president in, and I'm not backing out on who I voted for. I voted for President Barack Obama twice. And if Michelle runs and she wins, I'm voting for her. Okay? And that'll be three terms in the White House for him. I know a lot of people didn't even think about that, but I did. You know? So let's just keep focused on the great job that the president is doing. And by the way, if he wants to go play golf and it takes all the stress off of him, allow the man to go play golf without criticizing him. And let's not criticize about the suit that he wears, okay? I mean, we can't be traditional. This is 2014. Come on. You don't have to wear a black suit every time or a blue suit with a blue tie or a red tie every single time you give a speech. Come on. That's what suits are for, to be worn. It's not the suit. It's the man in the suit, okay? So that's what I wanted to say about our president, President Barack Obama. He's doing a great job. He's doing a wonderful job. He's doing a great job. Okay, keep up the good work, President Barack Obama. God bless you and Michelle and the kids. God bless the White House. God bless our government. God bless our House of Representatives. And God bless Congress. And make some good, positive, productive decisions. And, hey, guess what? ISIS, you know, you think that ISIS might think that we don't have the equipment to do what we need to do to get the job done? Let me tell you something. There's some technology out now that is unbelievable, okay? I'm not just talking about drones either. I'm talking about this some stuff y'all don't know nothing about, okay? This top secret sensitive information. And when it hit the fan, when it all comes down, you're going to be like, wow, okay. Brother Eddie Jones is talking about that on the radio, and we weren't paying attention. Listen, 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 and read, read, read. If you don't know about it, go on over to G for Google and Google it and read about it. Read about the military robot dog called Big Dog, okay? Read about the military robots that they have ready, the Terminators that they have ready to go. Okay, the Air Force of the future will not be manned by, no men will be out there in the battlefield. It'll all be ran by robotics. That's why they're finding these young entrepreneurs who sit down and play the game in their house all day, because those are the same people that they're going to put into college. Yes, they are. They're making that a physical education class. Yes, they are. If you don't believe me, read about it. The people you see on Xbox and all that stuff every day, they actually have scholarships for them to go to college. Yes, as a physical education class, yes, you will get a scholarship for it. And when you graduate, and you will, not only will you be controlling those drones, you'll be controlling airplanes, robots, and all other kind of technology the same way that you play the game. Okay? So a lot of people have been criticizing the game, but people are getting jobs doing that stuff, working with the government, working with the military. So get ready, because the future is already here. And if you're not ready for the future, then you better get ready. Or some of us just might be left behind and you know, with the dinosaurs, you know what I mean? But technology is advancing on a regular basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, huh? Yeah, all the time, okay? And if you don't believe me, just read. Okay, so we talked about President Barack Obama, and we talked about ISIS, which is the terrorist group that's been threatening the United States of America, threatening anybody who's a Christian, threatening anybody, and they're recruiting people from all over the world. If you don't know about it, read about it. Read about what their mission is, okay? Just intelligence is everything. Wisdom is everything. Knowledge, okay? It's good to be up on the intel, on the intelligence. Good. Well, anyway, people have been asking me about what do I personally feel about medical marijuana, and I'm not going to talk about it long because it's a controversial topic. It has some pluses and some negatives, you know. All I can say is some people have cancer. Some people have glaucoma. Some people have whatever disease it might be. Some people might be in hospice and wait to expire. And a lot of people, I hear them say that, you know, because I've went out and I did interviews with people who do smoke medical marijuana, and then I have people who think it's bad that it's being made legal in certain places. I know in Washington it's legal. And certain places they have a lot of the marijuana dispensaries where you can go in there and you can get a medical marijuana card, and you can go in and purchase a certain amount. And from what I understand, as long as you keep it in the bag and it's paperclip closed, if the police pull you over and it's under a certain amount, they can't do anything to you because you have a license and you have a right to carry it as long as you're not out in the public, you know, smoking it or driving down the street and smoking it. And so after talking to a few people who own dispensaries and a few people who participate in using medical marijuana for their medical illness, I found out that certain types of medications that they take have certain side effects. And that's right. The pharmaceutical company puts out Motrin and Norco, and then some people use these medications because of whatever their pain is. And some of them lose their appetites, and they can't eat, and they lose weight, and they get sicker. Well, some of them have started holistically using medical marijuana to help them, and a lot of people, from what I understand, don't smoke it. They eat it. They eat it in a salad. They eat it on a sandwich. They use it with a lollipop. They drink it in a tea. They eat it in a brownie. And, of course, some people smoke it. Now, I understand that people have been alcoholics and drink. Now, alcohol is a very, very dangerous drug, and it's very addictive, and you as well as me know how many people have become alcoholics, okay? Now, people have died from alcoholism, okay? It destroys your liver. It destroys your brain cells. It causes you to lose a lot of things, and, of course, alcohol can lead to other harder drugs, cocaine, ecstasy, crank, speed, heroin, and I can go on and on with all the different drugs that are out there. But I've heard of people dying from alcohol. I've heard of people ODing on pills, you know, the Norcos and the Vicodin and Darvocets and whatever. But I've never, ever heard of a person ODing on marijuana, medical marijuana. Now, if I'm wrong, call in and tell me I'm wrong and share with me who has. I know a lot of people who don't even want to talk about medical marijuana. But let's face reality. We're in 2014, and it is a topic of discussion, okay? And you know why the taxpayers don't want medical marijuana to be legal, because if it's not taxed, then nobody's making no money on it, okay? But what we have to face is Is this saving lives? Is medical marijuana saving lives? Is it helping people? Okay. I'm not saying it's okay to go to work under the influence of medical marijuana, but people are doing it every single day. People are going to work under the influence of cocaine every single day. People are going to work under the influence of alcohol every single day. People are going to work under barbiturates and pills every single day. So imagine if it's legal, then now you don't have drug wars anymore over marijuana. You don't have people out on the corner selling it. Imagine if you were to put it in a cigarette pack and put 20 sticks of marijuana in a cigarette pack like you do Kool's or Benson & Hedges or any of the other cigarettes. Imagine if there was a cigarette machine, that there was a medical marijuana machine where you could just go put your money in there and get you a pack and be on your way. So I'm saying, you know, I'm only talking about it very briefly and very shortly because people are like, man, how come you don't talk about medical marijuana? Well, I'm talking about it right now, okay? And I was amazed at the number of people, and we're talking about executives and all kinds of people smoke medical marijuana. You name it, I can't even point them out, okay? But people from every walk of life, middle class, rich and poor, are using medical marijuana. So how about that? I mean, so that's our discussion for medical marijuana right now. I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. And you can do the research for yourself. You can read about it yourself. And then that way, when you read about it, you can come back and discuss it with anyone how you feel. If you're against medical marijuana, good for you. If you're not against medical marijuana and you're for it, good for you. Okay? I'm not mad at anybody, so please don't be mad at me for discussing the topic. I just don't mind talking about it because I just like to keep it real. It's a reality in our society that we need to deal with. I'm not saying that you got to go out there and do it, but if you tried everything and you're doing cancer treatment and all kinds of stuff, and you're not losing, you're losing weight, you're getting weaker and weaker, and nothing is helping you, and you keep taking the pharmaceutical drugs and they're not helping you, well, then there's an option, a holistic option. And when I say holistic, that I don't mean like smoking it where it destroys your lung. I'm talking about in your salad, on your burger, on your, you know, in your tea or whatever, however you want to do it. But it's being done. There it is about medical marijuana. Medical marijuana. We just talked about it. Okay, I'm so glad to get that off my chest. Because they were saying like, man, are you scared to talk about it? No, I'm not. I'm not afraid to talk about medical marijuana. It's a reality in our society. Okay. I just don't want anybody abusing it. You know, like I don't want to see kids out there that don't need it getting it. And I don't want to see people who don't have a medical marijuana card to have it in their possession, because then it's illegal, okay? All right. Well, I'm going to take a short pause for the cause. I'm going to be right back. And, you know, and before I go on this short pause for the cause, look at all the things that we've been talking about, like in the last 3 weeks of my shows. You know, we talked about martial law, and we talked about all kinds of stuff. The reason why I talked about martial law, because it's been done like 4 or 5 times in a period. And it, to me, it seems like a major big test to see how it's going to go if they were to put martial law on the United States of America. Okay, so what if the ISIS group just dropped down in America and they had to call martial law so they can sift out the ones who want to claim to be a part of this ISIS. Now, like I said this before, when you have the Dodger Stadium, you got Staples Center, you have the Angel Stadium, all these trains that are running all through these cities. Imagine if martial law came down, not just in one town, but in the United States, and the military was everywhere, and they only knew you by your Social Security number. What a lot of people don't know is if you don't follow martial law, you can be killed. If you're out after a certain time, you can be killed. If you're caught looting, you can be killed. And if they send you, if they come into every home in America and start taking weapons, wake up, y'all. You militia groups out there that think you got it going on with your little machine guns and all that, if they send in the FEMA military and they send in the National Guard military, they send in the Marines to go into the streets of every state and city in the United States, it's going to be a gigantic takeover. When they start sending those drones up in the air and they start watching you whenever you're doing, because they got cameras everywhere now. I mean, they can see the date on a dime from a satellite in outer space, okay? So wake up, y'all. They're not doing martial law for nothing. They're getting ready for the big takeover. And if it goes down like that and you're not ready, all right, well, don't say that I didn't tell you. Don't say that I did not warn you. Don't say that I did not share this information with you, okay? I don't do civil rights just for fun, okay? I don't do constitutional rights just for fun. I don't do human rights just for fun. But people are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of what has been being done to them. Look what happened to Michael Brown. Look what happened to Ezell in Los Angeles, how he was shot down by the police officer while he's down on his stomach. People are getting tired of being mistreated. And the system is boiling over. And let's face reality. You know, something's going to happen. And when it does happen, we need to be mentally, physically, spiritually ready. All I'm saying is, you know, if martial law ever comes down in our town again, okay, and I hope it does not, I got to tell you. Because, you know, it's just, we don't want that to happen. A lot of people look at FEMA. You need to read about FEMA and what all they do. They don't just come and give you money when you have a disaster to happen in your town. FEMA also has an army. That's right. Yeah, they do. You know about all the top secret sensitive military that the United States has. But could you imagine if martial law came over the United States and then they had the United Nations to send in military people from all over the world into the United States to police the United States of America? That would get kind of ugly. Okay, so why are we out there partying and having a good time and rolling in our rims, on our rims and all that? Y'all better be looking at what's going on and pay attention to what the president is going to say on 9/11 coming up. Because I really don't think the president is playing. He's getting ready to get real serious. Okay? So all you people out there that own guns and weapons and all that and think you're safe and secure, if the military come in and say they're going to take everybody's weapons, trust me, they will do that. They've been catching people. The police have been arresting people who have bunkers full of weapons and grenades and all kinds of stuff underground. These people are building up for the third civil war of the world. Well, guess what? If martial law comes down, they'll come in and take all that stuff. And then what? So all I'm saying is have your water rations, your canned goods, your military rations, whatever. Get ready. You know, and if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. But I've been trying to share with people that this is a reality. You see, over in other countries, we look at it on the news and we see people laying out dead in the street and the kids are walking to school over dead bodies. It's never happened in the United States until 9/11. I'm not talking about Pearl Harbor. I'm talking about 9/11. And now I'm talking about 2014. All the way up into 2018, we need to be prepared. We need to get ready. This is not a joke. This is not a test. This is reality. And if you're not prepared for the reality, it can become a technicality for the individuals that aren't ready to deal with what's getting ready to go down. They're not putting cameras on every street for nothing. They're not sending drones up in the air to watch people for nothing. And all them people out there that think they're out there swindling the system and getting away with all this stuff that they're doing, you're not getting away with anything. They know who you are. They know what you're doing. And when they get ready to, they can come and just smash on your whole project. Okay? Government has Big Brother out there, Big Sister out there, and a whole bunch of other stuff that we don't even know, haven't the slightest idea about. But anybody who's been in the military, anybody who's worked for the FBI or the DEA or the CIA or any of these big organizations, they know what's getting ready to go down. Okay? If you never read about NORAD, N-O-R-A-D, Google NORAD and read about it. It's some big underground military city somewhere off in the mountains of Colorado somewhere. I don't know exactly where it is. I know I'm going to go there and do a tour and visit one day because you can see a certain part of it, but then there's certain parts that you can't see, okay? And if you thought the stealth bomber was the bomb airplane and you thought that the stealth fighter was the bomb airplane, imagine what they have now. Unmanned drones. And they do hit their targets. And they don't call them smart bombs for nothing. You can release a bomb from outer space or from up under the ocean, and it can go 3,000-4,000 miles. It's not like back in the old days when it could only go like 400 or 500 miles. These missiles can go thousands and thousands of miles and hit their target. Wake up. We're going to take a short pause for the cause. And, you know, with all the police shootings that were going on and all the people that were, you know, all that negative stuff that was happening. And, you know, I just have a song that I like to play by Michael Jackson. And he said it so good in this song. It's called They Don't Really Care About Us. So I'm going to take a short pause for the cause while you listen to this. And in loving memory of Michael Jackson, listen to this song. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Face of Your Success Radio.
Thank you.
You are on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Talk Show on Faces of Success Radio. Now, if you want to listen on the phone, you dial 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569. Now, if you're listening on the radio and you want to, you know, switch it over on the, I mean, if you're listening on your cell phone and you want to switch it over to the laptop, all you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com, Faces of Success Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, and then click on Faces of Success Radio, and then click on the Eddie Jones Show, and you'll be live. Yeah. So you know what's been on my mind? Every time we get a wonderful, great leader, they kill them or they annihilate them. Yeah. Look at what they did to Malcolm X. Look what they did to Medgar Evers. Look what they did to Dr. Martin Luther King. Look what they did to John Kennedy. Look what they did to Robert Kennedy. I wonder who our next great leader is going to be for the black community. Who is going to step up and be the next big leader for the African-American black community? Do we have any more leaders out there? Oh, yeah, we have Jesse Jackson. Oh, yeah, we have Al Sharpton. Yeah. And you know, I really admire Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory is one of the smartest men I ever met in my life. Dick Gregory, it really talks about the reality of things that are really going on. And if you don't know about Dick Gregory, I think you should Google him and read about Dick Gregory. Very, very well-spoken, very passionate about the plight of the African-American black community. Now, my show is not just about being black. It's about being human. But when I see certain things that are going on in the black community, like the shooting of innocent people, the jailing of innocent people, that's when I, you know, see that people's rights are being violated. Their human rights are being violated. And a lot of them don't have a voice, especially the ones that are shot and killed. Leaders like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Dick Gregory, and other great leaders come in and they speak up. And I just want to see a better future, more jobs for everybody. You know, we've cleaned up a lot. You know, we've straightened out a lot of things. We've developed a lot of new things. But we still have things that still need to be developed. And we still need to create, you know, more jobs. We still need to continue to educate our young people. Because our young people are the ones that are going to take over the future. So who will step up and be the next black leader in the United States of America? And so when something goes down, whether it's, you remember Gina Six? Who's going to step up and do something when something happens? Not just go to be seen, but fair treatment. Someone is not afraid to go out and face the masses of people who will say, you're not worthy of doing that. You're not good enough to do that. Well, let me tell you something. If God anoints you and appoints you for what you're going to do, and he has it in his plan for what you're going to do, no human being can stop what God ordains. And, you know, that brings me to this question. Away from the Ten Commandments, are we so busy
trying to be God? Or are we serving the wrong God? Yeah, we need a new leader. It's been a long time since we've had a Dr. Martin Luther King and get the work done. Remember, you have your rights, and your rights need to be exercised, which brings me to a topic of fathers out there. I'm talking about the fathers right now. I don't care if you're a black, white, Latino, Asian, whatever your back ethnicity is, your background is, how do you feel when you're paying child support? That's what I said. You're paying child support every month, paying child support, but they can't see their kids. I think it's wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay? It's bad enough that the mother and the father are not together for that child or those children. Because I don't care how mad mother gets at father or father gets at mother, it's the child that suffers. But when a father is making an effort to be with his kids, to see his kids, to spend time with his kids, and he's being blocked by the mother, then that's fine. But don't deny the child the right to see whichever parent, which is both parents, okay? The child needs to see both parents. That's where the leadership, the respect, the dignity, the honor, and all the lessons of life come from both parties. I hear so many children say, I love my dad and I love my mom. Well, how do you think the kids learn? Yes, there's a lot of single-parent homes. Yes, there are. But that's even more the reason why if a father is paying child support and he wants to see his kids, he should be able to see his kids. If the father has custody and the mother's paying child support, she deserves to see her kids too. Fathers have rights. And I'm quite sure there's some mothers out there that might hear this and get very angry. Oh, he's a deadbeat dad. Well, guess what? You know what? No one is perfect. It says, let the first one free of sin cast a stone. So let's stop the finger pointing and let's start thinking more about the kids and what they deserve. And another thing that bothers me about this child support system, it just really irritates. I've gotten so many phone calls on this. Fathers that are out there doing what they're supposed to do. Now, what they do is they suspend the father's license to work and his driver's license. Well, if you want the father to pay the child support or the mother to pay child support and you suspend their driver's license, how can they drive to work to get to work to get the money? And if you suspend their license to work, if they have a license from the Consumer Affairs, whether it's doing cutting hair or whatever you need a license to do through Consumer Affairs, or whether you're a chef or whatever, or you're a driver of a truck or whatever, you got to have a certain type of license, well, all that stuff gets suspended. And now you can't pull in any money to pay the child support. Realize and rehabilitate that system with the child support system. It needs to be redone. It needs to be brought up to date because that's keeping fathers and mothers who have to pay child support from being able to get the money to take care of it. And the reason why I'm chiming in on that is because I've gotten so many emails and phone calls from fathers complaining, hey, you know, Eddie Jones from the Civil Rights Organization, what can you do about this? Well, I can talk about it for right now. That's why I'm talking about it. So to all the fathers who asked me to discuss this topic, this is going out to you. To all the mothers out there, this is going out to you, okay? We need to wake up and smell the coffee because there's a new cup being brewed every second. But I know that the child support system across the United States, not just in Los Angeles, California, but across the United States, there's so many cases going on right now. It's ridiculous. The system is overwhelmed with this child support problem. Support system in LA County or whatever county you're in, rethink this thing over And to those judges who are sitting in the courtroom and fathers are trying to work to see their daughters or trying to have custody so they can see their kids or sons or whatever, come on, let's be fair. Every mother is not right. And I'm not saying that every father is right. But I'm saying both parents deserve to have a position, a better human being, to show that child how to get through school. And you know, when I see fathers, and I see a lot of fathers now, walking their kids to school, driving their kids to school, pushing them in strollers, carrying them on the bus, that is beautiful. So come on, child support system. Come on, judicial system. Come on, up to date, and let's help these fathers and mothers, you know, both parents, let's help them be in their child's life. Let's not just make it the mother and the father has no visitation, no, can't see the child. Or I can understand now, if there's a criminal reason why, that's understandable. But if there's no legitimate criminal reason why, and there's favoritism going on in the courtroom, there's neglect going on in the courtroom, or you have a female judge who just sees a man coming in right away before he can never say a word in the courtroom, but the female can stand there and say everything she wants to say. That's not fair. Or vice versa, if the woman comes in and the man's able to say what he wants to say because there's a man judge and he's going with the man. A little bit about child support and the judicial system. And fathers have rights just like mothers have rights. But the one that hurts the most out of all of that kind of drama is the child. So, hey, let's grow up and look out for the kids. Okay, judicial system, revamp and revitalize and rehabilitate your system. And child support system, come on, let's cut out the suspending the licenses of the parents and suspending their work license so they can't work, so they can't go get the money to pay child support. That's just ridiculous. Their responsibilities, and they can't do it because the system is kicking them out. So I hope this message gets over to the powers that be so they can change the system. And just like everything else is changing, like the times are changing, everything else changes, this needs to change too. In the judicial courtroom, when it comes to a custody battle, both parties should be treated fairly. When it comes to child support, both parties should be treated fairly. But most of all, the child needs to be treated fairly. Okay, so that's my topic and my discussion about the judicial system and about child support. I'm quite sure I'll be getting some phone calls on that one, and that's good. And you guys know my Facebook page. You know my email address. You know, hit me if you have something you want to talk about. Or you can just call into the show, 323-642-1569, 323-642-1569. And if you want to ask a question and you don't want to be on the air, it's okay. If you want to be anonymous and you don't want to say who you are, that's okay too. You can talk about any of these particular subjects that you want to. And I'll just briefly go over some of the things that we've recently talked about. We talked about President Barack Obama and the work that he's doing, if they let him. We talked about medical marijuana. And we talked about Mrs. Tammy Simpson and Ro, her husband, Simpson, who lost her son, Troy, who was beat up because he received a full scholarship for basketball. Just doing a little recap here, and they beat him up real bad. They beat him, and they killed him. And so the family is going to be going to trial. They're going to be going to trial. And then they have this no snitch thing going on. So, you know, my heart goes out. That's in Dallas, Texas. But, you know, black on black crime is, it's really bad. I know we get mad at what the police do. I know we get mad and talk about this people and those people over there, but, you know, what about black-on-black crime? I've seen 2-year-old and 4-year-old kids that are being shot dead by stray bullets that have to do with black-on-black crime. That's another thing that we need to focus on stopping. I don't know if any of you all out there listening right now have ever read the Willie Lynch Law. It's not even a law. It's just something that he made up. Willie Lynch. Google Willie Lynch and then read it. He did 500 years ago, and to this very day, is still in existence. House against the field. Light against the dark, brown eyes against the green eyes, fat against the skinny. You know, we got to get that mentality out of our mind. It's, you know, to take the shackles off your hands and your feet is one thing, but if you don't take them off your mind, you're still a slave to the system. I'm just asking y'all to think outside the box. Stop killing each other. Put the guns down. Somebody, if it's somebody out there and you don't like them for whatever reason, you know, give them a pass. Do we have to hurt each other? Do we have to kill each other? If you don't like somebody, you stay away from them. But there's no need to take a human life. We have enough tragedies just trying to survive. No more black-on-black crime. No more unnecessary drive-by shootings. And that's right, some people won't talk about it. A lot of people said that the Black Panther Party was a bad organization. But what a lot of people don't know is that they hit and killed a little girl in the black community. And when that happened, they started an organization called the Black Panther Party. Now, what the Black Panthers did was amazing. Bobby Seale and all of those guys that were involved in the Black Panthers. Huey P. Newton, Angela Davis. Read about the Black Panther Party because they were the first ones before the government to give away free breakfast and free lunch to the kids in the community to make sure that they went to school with a full stomach. Because, you know, when you have to take a test on an empty stomach, you're possibly going to fail. Because if you're hungry, you can't think. Because you don't have the nutrients and the nourishments going to your brain and your heart and your body to give you everything that you need to pass that test. So the Black Panthers stepped up and started a free food, free breakfast and lunch program before the government was giving out blocks of cheese. I don't know if y'all remember that. And if you don't, you can Google it. Yeah, that's right. The government started, after the Black Panther Party started taking care of its own community, giving free breakfast and lunch to all the kids, and protecting their community. Because under the amendment right, you have the right to bear arms. And so they didn't use the weapons on anybody. They bared the weapons. They bared their arms to protect their community against outsiders who were coming in to try to hurt them. But by the time the government got involved, helping people, because they made the government look bad doing that, you know, feeding the kids in the community, making sure they go to school, educating the kids, protecting the kids in their own community. And the FBI jumped in and labeled them a gang and a bad organization and infiltrated the Black Panther Party. And one by one, they destroyed them. So I'm just saying, wake up. Wake up. We don't need to hurt another human being on this earth. No more black-on-black crime. I'm just saying, I just think it's just really bad. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. I don't want to hear about no more kids being shot and killed. I don't want to hear about no more 14 and 15-year-old kids being shot and killed. And since we're on the topic, 15 and 16-year-olds, I don't even want to hear about another Columbine shooting, another school attack. What's going on with our children today? Where do they get these weapons from? I mean, I guess they get them at home, and they take them to school to shoot another kid, to make terrorist threats and want to bomb the whole school. All I'm saying is that anybody that's out there that works in the school district, you teachers have a hard job. Teachers have a very, very hard job. Because after the parents drop the kids off at school or let the kids go to school, then the teacher has to be mom, dad, counselor, psychiatrist, psychologist, and everything else to these kids. And then you have kids that are being bullied. And I'm going to tell you something. They need to work on some sort of system to stop the bullying, because a lot of these kids that are doing the bombings and the shootings, and these are the kids that are being picked on and mistreated by the system, and they're just fed up and tired of it. And so what they do is these kids get tired of being bullied, and they want to make a name for themselves. And next thing you know, they're on the news. But look what they do to get on the news. And that's not cool. So we need to fix the bullying going on in the elementary, middle schools, and high schools, because bullying is a very serious thing. We need to work on stopping the bullying across the United States, not just in Los Angeles, California, not just in the Inland Empire, not just in Orange County, but across the United States. You can look at the news on a computer to make sure that all the kids have an iPad in their classrooms, and that went sour. Okay, so we're focusing on that more than we need to be focusing on bullying inside the school district. If you ask me, now this is my opinion, there should be a camera in every classroom. And I guarantee you a lot of the stuff that's going on in the classroom will just stop. Because if you have a camera in the classroom during class, I guarantee you a lot of the bullying will stop. You'd be surprised what's going on in these classrooms. I don't even know how one teacher can handle it. They're cutting out all the teacher's assistants. If you ask me, teachers should be paid like doctors, because they have to play the role of a doctor and not just a teacher. Again, I want to reiterate, they have to play psychiatrist, psychologist, counselor, mom, dad. The teacher has a lot of roles. That's not including grading papers and giving out assignments and all the other things they have to do. So two things we need to work on to stop the school shootings and the Columbine shootings and all these kind of crazy things. When a kid comes in there and gives you a report in the office, you need to investigate it. If a kid tells you that they're being bullied, you need to investigate it. I don't want no one sitting up being the president of the school district with your highfalutin 8-figure salary and perks and not taking care of the kids in the school. These kids in school need the proper leadership, the proper motivation, the proper direction, and, of course, a proper education. And please, please, please continue to implement. We need to get back. Why did they take wood shop, electric shop, cooking, and all the other classes? I mean, all the other – those classes are taken out of the school district. You know, those are trades to teach kids how to do things better. They just took them all out. They're taking away physical education programs from school. What are you going to do, have a bunch of out-of-shape kids for the future? If you can hear me out there, and I know you can, I know this is not falling on deaf ears, re-implement the wood shop program, the electric shop program, the cooking economics program and all the other wonderful programs, don't take away the music program from school. Don't take away physical education from school. Let's keep our kids busy. Let's stop the bullying. And for all you teachers out there who want to see change, this is your chance to stand up and fight for something that you believe in. Not just in LA Unified School District, but across the United States of America. Change that we can believe in, like President Barack Obama said. We need to work on change. Change is vital, and change is important. Well, I just thought I'd talk about that for a while because, you know, it's really important. Our kids are our future. No more black-on-black crime. No more bullying. And now you know a little bit about what the Black Panthers did, so you can go read about it. You can Google it. And you can read about the Black Panther Party and what they did. Were they just a gang organization? No, they weren't. How people can be labeled. When you're doing the right thing, they can infiltrate you and just destroy your credibility, slander your name, cause defamation of character. And I just think that needs to be changed. And the only way it's ever going to change is if we stand up and make it. We have to make that change. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for everything. Constitutional right. And you have your amendment rights. Yeah, that's right. Ah, this coffee's good. I hope you're having your coffee, too. I'm enjoying my coffee and my water. And I'm just looking at how things are going right now. And let's just talk about the weather for just a minute. You know, the rain came in for one and only one day of rain. I looked at the news, floods everywhere. Now, what's going on here, California? Are our systems ready for the rain? Because it's coming. Four cars underwater. Homes flooded. I don't know if you looked at the last week's, the 2 weeks ago, the waves were 20 feet high at Santa Monica Beach, at Venice Beach, Cabrillo Beach, Long Beach. 20-foot high waves. You know what it makes me wonder? What are they doing with the weather satellites up there? Is nature just doing this on its own? Is man controlling the weather? When you see hail dropping out the sky the size of a baseball, who's doing that? I don't think that's God doing it. I think that they have scientists and professors who are using these weather Doppler satellites to control the weather. You get these tsunamis and these hurricanes off the coast. And now all of a sudden we just had one day of rain yesterday, just one day, and floods were everywhere. Just saying to you out there, pay attention to the weather and read about the weather satellites. And that way you can kind of know what they can and cannot do and how far advanced technology is when it comes to dealing with the weather. Can we control the weather? Yes, the weather can be controlled. Sure can. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I was just so amazed to see the cars up underwater. I mean, a whole car underwater? It's just like, wow. From one day of rain. It wasn't even a full day. It was like maybe like 4 or 5 hours. Now, that's some very heavy rain. Imagine if it would have rained 7 days straight. Just 7 days, not 40 days like God did. God let it rain 40 days and 40 nights, okay? But just what if it just rains for 7 days and all the drain systems aren't cleaned out and the sewage systems are blocked up, and then we get all this backup of water, what are we going to do? Don't forget, today is National Blackout Day, September 8th, 2014. This Monday, yesterday, right now, is National Blackout Day. Keep your money in your pocket or recycle your black dollars. That's right. Don't go out buying stuff at Tiffany's and all these places that don't even love you. Walk in the Versace store. Versace ain't even going to, they could care less about your money. Walking all up in these businesses, Robinson's, May, or whoever, and spending up all your money. Save your money. Spend it on your kids' future. Invest it in a new home. Buy a piece of property. Go help a homeless person today. Speaking of that, I want to give a shout-out to Kevin Ross, who does Small Gestures, Big Smiles. Or Big Smiles and Small Gestures, or vice versa. And what they do is it's on Facebook. You can look it up. Look up Kevin Ross, and you'll find Big Smile, Small Gestures. And that's when, and I participated in it, where you go out and you help somebody. You know, I've helped feed people, given them clothes and things like that, and you just post it up on the page and tell people what you did. And it's really catching on. It's kind of like a pay-forward kind of thing. And it's really, really catching on. And, hey, Kevin Ross, shout out to you, brother. Shout out to you, man. What you're doing is big. It's a big thing to help someone who's less fortunate than yourself. I mean, it's better to give than it ever is to receive. And speaking of that, I can't wait to see a dent to get put into the homeless program. When I look around at the streets, when I'm driving down the street, and I see the enormity, the gigantic homeless problem. And we're not just talking about, like, back in the day, you know, you saw a hobo with a bag on a stick and hopping on a train and he was on his way. No, not now. I see young people, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, pushing baskets, homeless. And so when I see the mayor saying that he's going to change minimum wage and he's going to do this, I want to see it happen. And not only that, I want to see some new buildings that are built specifically to house the homeless and clean up our streets. Yeah, that's what I want to see. And I also want to see new buildings that are built for people with mental illness. Don't destroy the hospitals and shut down the level 5 hospitals for people who have paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar syndrome, post-traumatic stress disorders. Don't shut it down, okay? Let's keep on helping the people who need the help. That's what this whole world should be about. And today we touched on illegal immigration. And let me tell y'all something. You can go anywhere in the world, anywhere, and you can't just cross their border and come in, because guess what? They will kill you. But only in America. And Don King said this a long time ago. You know Don King, he's a guy who was a fight promoter, the multi-billionaire fight promoter. I love that guy. Smart, intelligent speaking guy. I've met him on several occasions. He said only in America. He even did a movie called Only in America. It was an HBO movie. Because you can't go anywhere else in America, I mean, in the world, and just cross their border and go in and start working and driving a car with no license and doing whatever you want to do. Because they will, man, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But only in America, okay? Can you come in America and do that? You try going over to Korea or one of these other countries somewhere and cross their border and just try to, you know, you can go there and visit on a visa. You can stay there for a couple of months. But then after that, the embassy is going to send some people out to find you, and they will put you in jail in these other countries. And some of these countries, you go to jail and they won't let you out. But you come to America here, and it's override, you know. I'm just saying if you're illegal, you're illegal. I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I'm just saying let's look at this thing closely. if you're not legal and you don't have a green card and you don't have a driver's license and you don't have a Social Security card, you're illegally in the United States of America. And people are going, oh, the poor kids. Well, why would you bring the poor kids here anyway? And you're sending them without any parents? I mean, golly, oh, my gosh. Everybody wants the great American dream. And I love kids. But illegal is illegal. And legal is legal. And that's why people are mad at the president, and I don't understand why they're mad at the president. He said he's going to hold off until the elections. Now, he has two things on his plate that's really, really pressing right now. And I talked about this earlier, but I want to just reiterate and revisit this thing. ISIS, a terrorist group that's threatening the security of the United States of America. Is threatening the security of the United States of America. And then you have people getting on going, I'm mad because, you know, we've been housing people, you know, these illegal aliens over here at our restaurant, da 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 this. Well, look, that's what you chose to do. Everybody is not trying to do that. But if that's what you chose to do, don't complain about what you chose to do. Do what you said you're going to do. But do you want ISIS to drop down, which they're probably already in the United States, and start having dead bodies all over our streets? Or do you want to fight the illegal immigration issue? Which one is more important? Now, yes, they're both important. Don't get me wrong. They're both priorities. But we just can't just, you know, let ISIS just put our Americans on the news and chop their head off in front of the whole world and not respond. And don't think that President Barack Obama is not going to respond. Like I told you earlier, he's the only president that did finally get bin Laden. Quietly, he did that. He didn't make any announcements. He didn't come and tell his plan. He executed it secretly. And then after it was said and done, and guaranteed sure done, then he came back and he told everybody what he did. I people are complaining, oh, so-and-so-and-so. Well, look, the president has to do what he has to do, and he's going to do what he's going to do. And because he's the president of the United States of America, he's doing his job. But I don't think we need to know everything that he's going to do to handle the problem with ISIS. But I don't think that illegal immigration is more important than dealing with this terrorist group that's threatening the security of the United States of America and probably the world. Okay, so priorities. Will the illegal immigration problem be taken care of? Yes, there will be a bill that will be passed. There will be a plan. But right now, the priority is the safety and the security of every American in the United States of America. And without safety and security, we will be in deep, deep water. And like I said earlier, you all don't even want to see martial law in the United States. We saw what happened when they brought martial law over to St. Louis. We saw what happened when they brought martial law to Boston, when they bombed the marathon. We saw what happened when martial law came during the Trayvon Martin thing. We saw what happened when martial law came during the Rodney King uprising. And for those who remember, we saw what happened when martial law came during the Watts riot. So illegal immigration is a very heavy discussion and a very heavy topic. But terrorism is a very, very important discussion and very important topic and a very important agenda. And I believe, within a reasonable doubt, that our president once again will step up to the plate and handle his business. Yes, he will handle his business. So just give him a chance to do what he does. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, on Faces of Success Radio. For those who want to call in and say something, if you don't do it this week, you know, this show is every Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., every single Monday. Our call-in number is area code 323-642-1569, 323-642-1569. And if you want to listen on your computer, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com and click on Faces of Success Radio. And from there, you click on the Eddie Jones Talk Show. Now, when the show is over, it will be archived. Yes, it will. And then you can just go to Blog Talk Radio, click on Faces of Success Radio, and go to the archive show that you want to listen to. And there's several up there now. And you can listen to any of the shows. And you can leave a comment. Again, you know, hey, we talked about a lot of different things today. And my heart goes out to all the mothers out there and the fathers who are dealing with losing their child to crime, drive-by shootings, gang violence. My heart goes out to all the mothers and fathers out there who have lost their kids to police brutality. My heart goes out to the lady, Miss Pinnock, who was beat by the highway patrolman and probably will never mentally get over that. However, change is coming, slowly but surely it's coming, because people are starting to stand up and speak out about these types of crimes that are taking place on our human society. As we continue to see change in our judicial system, change in our policing system, you see the police are arming themselves with military equipment, United States of America. What does that mean? That means that we need to be ready for whatever's going on. That means that we need to keep a close look on watching CNN and the news. And in closing, before I leave the show, I want to talk about something that's really on my radar, this Ebola virus problem. No, it's not a problem yet, but yes, it is. Yes, it is. They have brought three doctors to the United States with the Ebola virus, and they say they're in a quarantined area. You saw where they destroyed a whole tribe of people over in Africa behind it. And now they're saying that over 2,000 people have died from the Ebola virus. It's all over the news. And now they brought this guy back, a doctor who has the Ebola virus, and he's in Nebraska somewhere or wherever he is. They brought the Ebola virus into the United States. Now, what does that say? All we need is one little person to get out with that Ebola virus, and we're going to have a problem. I just looked at the news this morning, and there's a bunch of kids in Denver, Colorado, and a few other states that are being hospitalized with some sort of disease. They can't even figure out what it is. Pay attention to what's going on. Read about the Ebola virus and learn everything that you can about it. And I, just me personally, I don't think that they need to bring anybody else that has the Ebola virus over to the United States. We have enough germs over here already. We can't even deal with the germs that we're dealing with already. Can't even find a cure for cancer. Speaking of cancer, it's Cancer Awareness Month this month and next month. So, you know, support cancer awareness. You know, my heart goes out to Wena Holt, who has Ella Boo's Angels, who's working with ovarian cancer. And Antoinette Greer, with my sister, my friend, who's working with breast cancer, and Freddie Muse Jr., who's working with the Men's Cancer Network, because it's Cancer Awareness Time, so let's be aware of people who are fighting cancer, who are still living from getting over the cancer, and please donate to the cause, is my point. But this Ebola virus thing is not going away, and so we need to read about it so we can understand what we're dealing with. And knowledge is power. We need to have a lot of knowledge and wisdom about what we're dealing with here, okay? So educate yourselves. Arm yourselves with knowledge and wisdom about the problem so that when it comes down, you'll know how to deal with it, okay? And it's not going away, okay? It's not going away. For all you people out there who love sports, the NFL is alive and well. What a weekend we had in sports. Go ahead on Raiders, Eagles. Man, they all did their job. Glad the NFL is back. Oh, yeah, by the way, one of the NBA owners, I think it's over the Atlanta Hawks, he's going to have to sell his team now because he said some racist remarks. You can Google it on the news and check it out, or Google it and read about the Atlanta owner who owns the Atlanta Hawk NBA basketball team. He's going to have to get rid of his team because he says something derogatory. Well, it's almost time to be going on the show now. I want you to know I've had a good time talking with you on all the different topics and discussions, whether it was about teachers, bullying, mental illness, our President Barack Obama, medical marijuana, kids, black-on-black crime. We talked about a lot of stuff today. Ebola virus, we just covered a bunch of things, okay? And that's what we do on the Eddie Jones Talk Show. We keep it real. This is real talk, okay? This is not a game. This is real talk. So I want to thank you guys for chiming in on your computers or listening on your cell phones. Thank you so much for listening to the Eddie Jones Talk Show. And before I go, you know, I want to close out with a song. But before I do that, I just want to say this. May God bless everybody out there. May God bless you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. All you say and do, may God bless you. You're on the Eddie Jones Talk Show, Faces of Success Radio. And I'm going to close out with a song that I played earlier, but it's by Michael Jackson. It's called They Don't Really Care About Us. And until next week, God bless you, I love you, and don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. This is the Eddie Jones Talk Show. You're on with Eddie Jones. Until next Monday, take care.